Welcome to the Builders Podcast, an audio production of the Lawrenson Center for Faith and Work at Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. Every other week, we feature the story of a builder, someone who has been involved in putting together an organization, business, or movement that makes this world a better and more trustworthy place. We ask them to tell that story, share some of their insights, and connect their project to a larger sense of vocation and purpose in this world. I'm your host, Michael Chan, director of the Lawrenson Center at Concordia College. This entire year, the Lawrenson Center is exploring the question, how do we build a more trustworthy world? To learn more about this theme and our upcoming events and opportunities, click the links below. Today's conversation is with Jeremy Jensen. Jeremy is the Vice President of Fix It Forward Ministry and a co-founder of Fix It Forward Auto Care. Jeremy is a principal software architect at Microsoft as well, and he started back in 1999 with Great Plains Software, so he has really a mixed background, but I think you'll be able to tell from the conversation he has a remarkable story that includes a great passion for fixing cars and also a passion for helping people, and all of that really comes together in Fix It Forward Ministry, which you're going to hear about here in just a few minutes. So you can learn more about Fix It Forward Ministry at fixitforwardministry.com. That link is also in the show notes. And without any further delay, here's my conversation with Jeremy Jensen. Jeremy Jensen, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I am really excited to have you here. You know, we met in my neighborhood a couple of months ago. I can't remember quite when it was. And I learned about this ministry that you do called Fix It Forward. And the moment I heard about that, I thought, oh my word, this is exactly the kind of story that we have to tell on the Builders Podcast, because the whole point of this podcast is to kind of lift up people who have built, you know, businesses, organizations, ministries that really serve the broader community. And you all just kind of fit that bill in a lot of different ways. So,
well, yeah, thank you. Excited to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Fix It Forward Ministry.
So Fix It Forward Ministry started about 7.5 years ago. Matthew and I we're both car guys by nature, and we wanted to do something with that kind of God-given passion for the community. So we could sit and work on our cars independently by ourselves, but that really wasn't making much of an impact. So we decided to reach out to the YWCA and say, hey, you've got some of these single moms coming out of these really tough situations. They need car repairs. Is that something we could step in and help with?
Wow.
Their response was a resounding, absolutely yes. So they said, we found solutions for daycare and, you know, food and housing and education. But the thing that we haven't been able to fix is transportation.
So interesting.
These ladies come with cars that are barely running, or they don't have a car, and we can't get them to that job if they don't have a vehicle. So we stepped in and said, well, we'll fix those cars for you.
Wow. And you both come out of the tech space. You were both in Microsoft, and that's how you and Mike knew each other.
Yep. So Matthew and I knew each other.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. From Microsoft. So we both ended up there, and I've been there for 22 years now.
You're still there.
I'm still okay. There. That's my full-time day job. So, and then this is all kind of hobby after the fact. But
so did the two of you kind of connect over the hobby, or was it connecting through a church connection? How did you two get together?
We knew each other way back in high school, and it was probably over similar interests. We were both kind of into that tech space as well as, you know, cars and all that. So we connected there, and then in high school we were off messing around with 4x4 trucks, and we kind of drifted apart in college, and then collided back at Microsoft again and kind of rekindled that shared passion and decided to do something meaningful with it.
Yeah. Wow. Remarkable. So you started off filling this really concrete need that these women had around transportation. Where did it go from there? Like, take us up to the current day and the kind of the different decisions you had to make and the iterations of that.
Yeah, it's come a long ways. So again, as I said, we started out kind of just with the YWCA as kind of the pilot of, hey, can we help out some of these ladies? Can we do something impactful there? And that went surprisingly well. We learned a few things, and you know, the situations they're coming from are very eye-opening. So there's a lot of stuff even just in those early days that, you know, we really didn't understand. Like, we had one lady who her abuser found her car, broke her windshield wipers off. You know, to car guys, we're like, okay, so you run down, you get some new wiper blades, you put them on the car, and away you go.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't know how to fix that. So she drove it like that for a few days until it rained horribly.
Oh, God.
Right? And then she couldn't drive. So she lost her job.
Wow.
And we got called and we're like, well, yeah, we can fix that. It's a $15 in parts in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So we were able to get her back on her feet and moving. So as we kind of experienced some learning and some success through the YWCA, we started working with the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center.
Hmm.
And then it just kind of started snowballing from there. And more and more organizations too. Today we work with over 40 different nonprofits or social service organizations in the community to help their clientele. And that was also another very intentional decision we made. So
just to partner with these.
Yep. So we strive really hard to be good stewards. So if we're going to spend the effort, time in fixing a car, we want to make sure that it's meaningful and impactful, that they're on the right track. So the car is very rarely, I would say, the root of the problem, right? Whether it's abuse, addiction, poor financial habits. By partnering with these other social service organizations, we understand, or we know that they're getting the help for the root of the problem. Right. If they're escaping domestic abuse and they're at the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, we know they're getting counseling. We know they're getting the other things that are going to enable them to get out of that situation. And that's where we want to step in and say, hey, if the car is the problem that's now hindering their growth, we're going to fix that. We're going to give them those keys to get back on their feet.
So you're really taking kind of a whole life or kind of holistic view to how you do these interventions, which on the surface look like just kind of mechanical interventions, right? But really you're trying to have the entirety, the whole kind of system of their ecosystem of their life in view.
Absolutely.
Was that tell me about how you learned to think about it that way, because that sounds to me like a lesson that you learned and maybe not something that you came in initially with, or am I wrong about that?
No, it was probably more accidental than intentional. You know, by partnering with the YWCA at first, it gave us a good inroad, right? It gave us a way to start getting this. And then we took requests from them and some from the public, and we were having a lot better success rates with the ones we were getting through the YWCA. It was more beneficial to them. It was easier for us. So then as we kind of reflected on that, it was the whole, oh, wait a minute, this partnership is truly a partnership. Yeah. We're not just helping them, but they're helping us, right? We didn't have to then invest in someone who comes off the street and says, hey, I need my car fixed.
Yeah.
We didn't have to say, well, are you really financially in need? Where are you struggling in life? Are you getting help in those other areas? We didn't have to have caseworkers on our side to do that. We have so many organizations in the Fargo-Moorhead area that have amazing caseworkers that already do that. So by plugging in, we kind of look at it as this kind of that another cog in that ecosystem. Yeah. We can plug in and we can help those organizations better help their clients. And they in turn help us, so we don't have the overhead of some of these other pieces.
Yeah, so you're kind of leaning on the expertise of caseworkers that, I mean, like you said, there's so many different amazing nonprofits in this area, actually, and they all have just hardworking caseworkers, and so you kind of lean on their expertise. They know that you all are a kind of tool in their, you know, kind of array of options.
And absolutely. Then,
so they basically feed you client or people you're helping in that way. Is that sort of how it works?
That's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So again, we become a tool for them so that we can help with those transportation problems. And that's really where our passion is. God gave us that passion for cars. And this is what we want to do. We want to fix cars. We aren't necessarily the people that are going to step in and do, you know, some sort of counseling or, you know, financial pieces. So we get to provide value in our passion area. And then, you know, they in return give us the benefit of working with them so that we can leverage their passion areas.
Yeah.
So
now the logo that you all use has a couple of wrenches kind of configured into a cross. This is from what I can tell, this is a deep part of your faith, how you express your faith in the world. So talk a bit about how those kind of interact, the project itself and then your own faith, because it's called Fix It Forward Ministry.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it you are right on. We are faith-based and we're doing this, you know, kind of to summarize it. I like to think of it as, you know, you've really hit kind of an empowering position when you've found out what passions God has given you, and then you've figured out where to use them for His glory. So when you talk about that faith aspect, absolutely, God gave us both this desire to work on cars.
Yeah.
Right? Well, how do you use that for His glory? Struggled with that for a lot of years, right? Is it a useless passion? I mean, I'm having fun with it, but what's the point?
And you could put so much money into it.
Oh, yes. We don't talk about that, though. But then to be able to turn around and say, hey, now we can use this and we can bring others alongside of us to use their passion for cars to impact the community. Now we're doing kingdom work, right? Now we're putting those passions and the talents that God's given us to use for his glory.
So there are all these people, myself included, who also really just enjoy kind of cars and working on them, customizing. You know, there's a whole like universe of people that like to work on cars. And, you know, sort of with YouTube, you can do so much more, right? You can educate yourself in a lot of ways. What if there was somebody out there who said, well, I have a passion like that too. I live here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Could I somehow get involved and fix it forward? How would something like that work?
Absolutely. So you could stop by any one of our three physical locations.
And where are they? Give us a sense of
so where. So we've got one on Highway 10 here in Moorhead. That's the first shop that was opened. We have one out on 52nd out by Cheyenne. And then the one on 13th, which is right by Menards in West Fargo there. So
wow. But you started with just the one.
We started with none.
We started with, right, started with
yes, none. But then about 3.5 years in, we had the one. So, or you can check us out on, you know, Facebook at Fix It Forward Ministry, and then also our website, fixitforwardministry.com. Yeah. We'd love to have you come and step alongside of us. It's a great fellowship opportunity. It's really fun place to learn.
Yeah.
So the auto care, of course, has ASC certified techs. Hmm. They come in on the weekends and turn wrenches too. Hmm. So you want to talk about a better place to learn how to wrench on cars? Work alongside of a professional.
Yeah, right. Well, and now we're kind of talking about the business side. So there's a nonprofit, so the ministry side of things, but then there's also a business side of the things. Talk about how those two kind of interact.
Yeah, so as the ministry grew, we were working out of basically Matthew's farm. So we had a single hoist out there, and we could get 5-10 guys around and bring a car in alongside of it and work on a couple cars at a time. As we gained more and more partners and we realized how big the demand was in the Fargo-Moorhead area, we tried to grow the ministry. And it got to a point where, you know, on the farm, we didn't have the space. We didn't have the tools. And we didn't have, you know, a lot of, we couldn't insure ourselves. Mm-hmm. As a nonprofit doing automotive work, no one would insure us.
Oh, so you had a hard time finding somebody who would actually provide insurance.
Not a hard time. Nobody would.
Nobody would. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Matthew came up with the idea, well, how about we actually start the for-profit business, right? Yeah. So they know how to insure those. That would provide space. The ministry works nights and weekends when the shop isn't open to the public. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of this perfect marriage, if you will. And so the started the shop in Moorhead, which is open during the day, open to the public.
What's it called? It has a different name, right?
Or Fix It Forward Auto Care.
Oh, it's still called Fix It Forward. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So people can come in there, get their car fixed, and then they're keeping the lights on for the ministry. So by the auto care existing, thriving, the ministry doesn't have to pay for the building, the lifts, the big tools, the internet, the electricity.
Yeah.
And then the cool icing on the cake was the insurance company that the shop got when we said, hey, we've got this ministry thing we're doing. Like, well, we'll insure that for free as a rider. Oh. So the ministry gets the insurance paid for too. So it's...
Wow, what an interesting design.
It takes a whole bunch of the overhead that, you know, as a ministry we'd have to incur. The shop provides all that for us, and we get to run at a much lower overhead.
Well, and I guess you probably have to spend a little bit less time fundraising, too.
Yes.
You know, because if you were just doing this, you know, as a not-for-profit, then you'd be spending a lot of time trying to raise funds. Because fixing cars ain't cheap.
Right. And we still have to do our fundraising because at the end of the day, even though we've got volunteers coming in and providing labor for free, we still have to pay for the parts. We still have some staffing overhead. But it enabled us to get past that growth point. And I think if we hadn't had that option and the shop didn't provide for that, you know, there's no way the ministry would have been able to stomach $1 million building, right? So when you're talking about this kind of retail space and all the overhead... It's a significant amount. Yeah, it would have been almost insurmountable.
Wow, that's remarkable. I wonder, what are some of the maybe one or two stories that come to your mind as being particularly meaningful? I know you shared one a little bit earlier about the woman whose wiper blades didn't work in the rain. Anything else that kind of
comes to mind? This one is probably my, I don't know if favorite is the right word, but most impactful for me. You know, being a car guy, I understand a little bit more about what's going on. So we took in a request from the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, and it was, I remember very clearly, it was a old green Ford Windstar minivan.
Hmm.
And the request came through, and she said, like, well, the brakes are bad. I put brake fluid in, and immediately it's gone. We're like, okay, yeah, that's probably a broken brake line. We can fix that. Not a big deal. So we got it into the shop and put it up on the lift, and we were looking for broken brake lines and couldn't really see anything. And we pulled the tires off, and we were scratching our heads. We're like, I don't get it. I don't know where the fluid's going. And then we looked at the rotors, and they're supposed to be two pieces.
Yeah.
And it was one piece. And I looked at Matthew, and I said, hey, when did they stop making one-piece rotors? And then the light went on, and I was like, oh, it wasn't a one-piece. So she had burned through the front face, through the fins, and popped out the caliper pistons.
Oh,
and that was when we were like, yeah, man, this is really neglected. How do you drive a car to that point without realizing your brakes are bad?
Yeah.
So we fixed it up. We put new calipers in it, got the brakes working. We fixed the heat. It had no heat. And it was, when we picked it up, it was, I think, 20 below that day.
Oh,
just brutal.
Brutal.
Cold.
Yeah.
We got it back to her, and her response, of course, was just gratitude, right? But what she said, I will never forget. As I'm thinking, oh, she's neglected this vehicle, and I kind of feel bad about fixing it. I mean, really, don't you know better? She looked at us and said, you know, I knew my brakes were bad. I knew they were making noise. I knew I needed to fix them. She said, but I had a choice. I could feed my kids or I could fix my brakes.
Wow.
We want to stand in that gap so that no one has to make that choice. We want to fix the brakes. She can feed her kids and continue to get back on her feet.
Wow, what a story. And I have to imagine you have 10 more of those where where that came from.
Yes,
year. We're working with really vulnerable populations.
Yep, and we've given away, I think as of today, 379 cars, and we've done close to 800 free car repairs. So
Wow. We've
got a couple thousand of stories like that.
What's the story about giving away the cars? What's the kind of...
That's actually, what's going on there? That's kind of funny, because we started out again just fixing cars. And we were a couple of years into it, and someone came up, contacted us, and said, hey, I've got an old car. Can I give it to you guys? We're like, yeah, you could do that. We'll fix it up, and we'll find someone in the community that needs it. So we did that, and then we got another one and another one. And about car 10, I remember looking at Matthew and going, you know, this is really kind of fun, but yeah, this won't last, right? We'll get 10, 15 of these. We'll give them away, and that'll kind of be the splash in the pan. Then we'll go back to repairing cars. Well, fast forward now, we've given away 379 cars. We have plans by 2026 to give away 1,000 in the community.
Wow.
So again, you know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
So this basically people... heard about, this is kind of an organic thing, right? People heard about you, that you had maybe given these cars away, and they say, hey, I've got an old car that I don't want or don't need anymore, I want to donate.
Yep.
And they drop it by and you all fix it up. And
yep. And it's a feel-good feeling. It's really cool to hear both sides of the story. So
yeah,
we'll get some cars that are dropped off, like, oh, this was my mom's car, and it's you know, I could sell it, but I'd rather hear the story of who it goes to help.
Wow.
So we hear the stories on the car as it comes in, and then we get to hear the stories as it goes out. And I think for the people that are donating these cars, you know, it's, yeah, they get to write off the tax value of the car.
Sure.
So they're still getting some financial piece there, but being able to see the lives impacted when that car goes out is huge.
Can't even imagine that.
So
yeah, well, this is, as I mentioned, this is kind of the Builders Podcast, and we usually try to kind of conclude the conversation by asking you to reflect on just some lessons or things that you've learned over the how many years have you all been operating? Is
about seven and a half.
So 7.5 years. Well, I don't know, what are some of the big lessons that you guys have learned putting all this together?
I think, again, I touched on it a little bit. One of the big pieces is find your passion area and then pursue it, right? Go and make a difference with it. Do something that you love doing and figure out a way to benefit the community by doing it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as you're going through that, specifically, you know, for a nonprofit, coming from a corporate culture is very much used to the cutthroat of, hey, my resources, my game, I got to be the top. When you move into a nonprofit, the space is so different. Everybody wants to help everybody.
Huh.
there's not this competitive thing over funding, or it's how can we help you? That change was amazing. And then, you know, bring in the people that they're passionate to, and, you know, lean on them. Yeah. So there's, God's made each one of us a little different, and being able to lean on that, that expertise and those strengths and surround yourself with people makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I really heard kind of three things in there. One was identifying what you're passionate about. So that's kind of, and that's not always easy work to do in and of itself. And then go for it. Cause sometimes, you know, it takes a lot of discipline, right? Like to develop skills, like imagine in automotive repair, just developing the skills and the time just takes a lot. But then you asked the third question, how can I benefit the community? Or even earlier, I think you said, how can this be for God's glory? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the third question that I think really sets apart what Fix It Forward is doing, is that you've asked that question, how can this benefit this community? How can this bring glory to God? And that's where you get the magic, you know? It seems to me, at least, is that you have all three of these things kind of aligning with one another.
Absolutely. And it again, as I kind of alluded to, it ignites a passion, right? So it really drives you, right? I think it's that I think the key component to the success so far has been, of course, our faith and God. But then as we've kind of put those pieces together of, okay, God, this is what you've made me like. These are the things I'm passionate about. These are the things I can do. And then coming back to the question of, what do you want me to do with them? We've made lots of choices through this of, hey, we're going to fix cars and this is going to be our thing. And we've made some wrong choices and God's corrected us and he's gently guided us through. And he's amazed us, I think, every step of the way in that commitment to do it.
Well, it is an amazing and remarkable project. So if people want to learn more about Fix It Forward, how can they track you guys down?
Yep. Check us out on Facebook, Fix It Forward Ministry, and then on the web, fixitforwardministry.com. You can stop into any one of our three locations, the auto care shops, and they'd be happy to talk to you too.
Yeah. So, and people can really support you in a couple ways. One, they can just go get their cars fixed.
You guys,
and absolutely. Is that everything from sort of oil changes to, I don't know, more severe, like severe type problems?
Yeah. The auto care shops, of course, they can do anything from transmissions, complete engine rebuilds, you name it. If it's broke on the car, they can fix it.
Yeah.
So, and then you can donate, you know, again, at the end of the day, we got to buy parts for these cars, spread the word. Cause again, we need donated cars to fix that we can give away.
Yeah.
And then come and join us, volunteer. You know, we've got, if you want to get your hands dirty, we've got opportunity to get you behind a wrench and help out there. We've got administrative things that need to be done. So if you have a passion for what we're doing, we can definitely use the help.
Jeremy, thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Builders Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a review. And if you'd like to learn more about the Lawrenson Center, click the links below for additional information.